Taylor Duray joins us in the studio now, guys.
Bill.
Tay-Tay.
Very nice to have him in. Yeah. Two-time premiership player, this man. 2014, 2015.
Bloody good effort.
That is a wonderful effort. Welcome, Taylor.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This is your debut, I reckon, isn't it, for the Russia? Have we had you in before?
No.
It's very nice to see
you. And he's from a town called Wagunya.
Where's that, Bill?
Which is up in New South Wales, Coreen League. Very tiny town. What's the population of Wagunya?
Oh, I don't know anymore. Probably about 900, I think.
800, I reckon it is at the minute. So very tiny town, played there. But you grew up in Corowa, is that right?
So across the river there, God's country, mate, up in the Murray, as you know.
Yeah, exactly. But I
came down the Big Smoke in year 10, went to boarding school with Jack Zeeble.
Oh.
Caulfield Grammar.
Yeah, growing up in the country, you would have thought your name might have been Barry or John or something like that, but not Taylor. Where'd that come from?
I'm not exactly sure. And then ever since I've been called Taylor, I swear every girl gets called Taylor now. I don't know any blokes called Taylor, so I've lucked out a bit. But,
And what's Duray? Because you get Duraya and you get everything, don't you? What's Duray?
We don't really know.
Oh,
I'm gonna. We claim French because it sounds better if it's French, but
yes, it does.
A bit of a mixed breed, so can't really say. But Irish on mum's side, O'Reilly is the strong Irish blood.
Yep.
But on dad's side, no idea.
Not sure.
Yeah.
The old man.
Hey, brutal is Al Clarkson with his demands on his players, and also that they play their role. Your role fascinates me within the structure of what Hawthorn do. Talk us through, like Saturday night, what was your role?
We've got a number of sort of small defenders, if you will, or blokes that play on the small forward. So if we've got a couple of our younger guys on, I'll probably play a deep small role, defend there. If we're a bit tall down back or there's some big blokes, I'll go up high. So it's just a matter of getting the right matchup, really. We've got guys in Ryan Burton and James Sisterly, who we like the ball in their hands, so we try to feed it to them a bit, and I'll just sort of facilitate where I can.
Okay, so when you get a slow play, this is what fascinates me. Yeah, you guys have got the footy across half back. I still think the best kicking team in footy, and then you get it forward, and all of you guys in the back half then just crush down the ground and create the wedge, as you call it in modern footy. Tell us how that works. I know you can't give too much away, but what is the theory behind that for people who watch the footy and see everyone suddenly in a quarter of the ground?
Yeah, look, every team does it. It's about, we always say it's team defense, and that's basically what it is. You don't really get a time to rest, and if you admire your kick a little bit too long, it's going to bounce back and go over your head. So basically the whole idea is so we can all defend at once, and if we all move with the ball, that's basically the easiest way to explain it. We save ourselves a lot of energy by doing that instead of having to run a fair way and chase a bit of ass.
All right, so the torp everyone's talking about, Taylor, is bringing that back in to kick it over.
Yeah.
Do you see that actually happening?
Oh,
big torpedoes from half
confident.
Back?
Do you practice the torp?
Oh, you might have a couple of kicks in the training. There is a couple of guys, like James Sisley's can unload a torp pretty easily, gets onto them pretty regularly.
Yep.
I think if you're good enough to do it, and it's like a skill you actually, you've mastered, It can definitely work.
Because you blokes appear to me to have the exact weaponry to make that work. Because if you can barrel from out of defensive 50, you've got little pooey poo up.
The quick forward.
And then you've got Cyril Rioli, and now you've got Jarman Impey.
And you've got Bruce.
Just get them on their bike, Taylor, and shut the gate.
I know. Or if it was easy as that, we'd probably use it more often. But definitely. You've seen a couple of times in the JLT guys unleashing the fullback. It's definitely one play that people try to use from kick out, but there might be other times where you can use it in games as well.
If it didn't work, how would Clarko go with it?
Depends. If it's gone off the side of your boot and landed at some bloke's hands in the forward pocket, she's no good. But if it sort of tumbles out of the area and it's a bit of a chaos ball, I don't think it'd matter too much. But as long as it's not a just kick to the oppo.
Just make it work, I would have thought. Sisley, interesting cat. We love the way he goes about it and plays good footy, but you just got to control him sometimes, Tay-Tay. Do you have a chat to him?
There's a bit of a scene last year where I went to go have a chat to him.
That's right.
And he gave me a good shove and we had a few words. No, as you saw last year, he got challenged at times and definitely lost his cool, but he's worked on that a lot. And even on the weekend had a time where he probably could have blown up, but kept it together, and we know when he plays on edge, he's going to play his best footy. Some guys play like that when they're right on the edge, they get the most out of themselves. So he's no different.
He reads it beautifully coming in. Does hands are magnificent overhead. Oh, we saw in the I read about it because I didn't actually watch a heap of it, Bill. In the jungle,
JLT.
No, the jungle, Gibbo.
Gibbo.
Gibbo the Gib. Al Clarkson at one stage just turned around to him, according to Gibb, and said, Tay, fit in or off?
Oh,
yeah. Would that fit with Clarko? Is that how he rolls?
Well, that did actually happen, yeah. it actually happened after, it was probably today, however many years ago. It was after the Grand Prix.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He went to the Grand Prix.
Ooh.
And
hello.
Maybe had a bit of a good time.
Good
there.
Time.
Carried on a bit.
when he was pussycat doll days.
Oh,
with the
there we
so,
are.
You know, he had to ham it up a bit. But no, that's definitely a true story.
Tell you what else I'm looking forward to, and that is Hawthorn Geelong, Easter Monday. And if you want to be a part of this, this is one of the great rivalries of modern football,
Jim.
And this game will be enormous. If you want to get to the Easter Monday Clash, call 1-3000 Hawks or membership.hawthornfc.com.au. Join this amazing club anyway and get along to one of the great days of the year, the Easter Monday Clash.
Easter Monday, big game, that one indeed. Yeah. Taylor Duray joins us. Now, you're a big golfer too. You love your golf, mate?
Do you love my golf? There's probably... might be about 10 or 12 of us now that probably get out once a week.
Ooh.
We had a golf trip over the States recently, in the off-season.
Over the States?
Mm. Yeah, which was awesome. Played at a place called Sage Valley near Augusta.
Oh, yeah.
And I may have taken out the comp.
Oh,
yeah, nice.
So, which the boys weren't happy about.
Yes.
We had handicaps, which were probably a bit questionable at the time.
Who did the handicaps?
Well, it was off our GA, so I was off 16, but now in at 12.
Oh,
and was probably playing to 10 on that trip.
Ooh.
But we get out probably once a week. There's, I think, six of us that are members at Huntingdale, which is good. So
Brewsty loves it.
Yeah, loves
Jack
it.
Jack Gunston loves it.
Sis, those three blokes are all sort of hovering around 7 or 8 handicaps, so jeez. Pretty good to play with. And we've got a young fella, Mitchy Lewis, who's off, I think, 4. When he came to the club, was off 1. So,
and you've been down to King Island, which I haven't done yet, but I hear is unbelievable.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had a perfect day on when we played Wickham first day, and then the next day at the Dunes, it was 60k winds.
Blew up.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But we actually played better golf. But I'd recommend getting down there. It's spot on.
Oh, I have heard that's amazing. And you love your travelling off season anyway, not just to play golf.
Yeah.
What is it about that for you guys to get out of the bubble of Melbourne and just go overseas, or are you fascinated by other cultures?
Yeah, a bit of both, really. I think for me, it's just about experiencing other cultures. And I've done Europe the last two years, and you could go from one country to another and travel 10Ks, and it's a completely different culture. It's something else. And plus, to do it with a couple of the boys, have a good time, and meet friends that are already living over there. So it's always good.
And Portsy Polo, you're down there, a guest of Chris Judd.
Yep, was in the Jagger tent, which has been there the last few years, which is always good fun.
Now, there was great video of Chris Judd on someone's shoulders. Yes. Wasn't yours, was it?
Then? No.
Dancing away like a fool's head, like a flog.
He was. I'd actually left by then, so I only saw the vision when it was brought to light recently. So he's always good fun.
He is, Judd. Yeah. He's a different cat, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very. I'd never met him until probably, in when he was playing for Carlton, but properly after the last couple of years at these events, and he's a very funny man. Got a lot of wit.
Speaking about funny men, as in strange, I'm talking here, Bill, not sort of as humorous.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
My man, Ben Stratton. what exactly is wrong with him? Because it's a bit like, at the start of The Hangover, when the old man says, you know, everyone can drive the car except for Alan, his own son, because he says there's something wrong with him. Yeah. There's something wrong with Strats. What is it?
No one can put their finger on it.
Yep.
And it's got to a point where you just let him go now, and keep him on a loose leash, but just let him do his thing. He does bring a bit of spunk to the team, bit of flavour. He's a different cat, which we like.
And can play.
Oh, no, he can play like hell. What are the hairdo he's going with at the moment, which is your full shaven top. It used to be called a Sharpie back in the day, Bill.
Yeah.
And then the long sort of mud flap down the back. He's taken the piss with this thing, Taylor, isn't he? Like, he has to be.
Well, we thought he was at the start, but he genuinely likes it. Like, he loves it. And worst thing about it is Blake Hardwick, one of our young defenders, is starting to do the same.
He's got a twin, hasn't he?
Oh, it's shocking.
Come
but,
on,
you know, they play a similar way. They're hard out in the field, and you don't mind it. So they're wearing the mullets with pride, I think.
You must, what a great club to have played all your footy for. You must at times stand on the ground and look at what Cyril Rioli does, look at what Sean Burgoyne does, and just go, this is extraordinary.
Yeah, like I've been fortunate to play with so many great players. And I was only having this conversation the other day with someone, just like Sean Burgoyne, like he's sort of fallen under the radar in all the stars that we've had over the time with Buddy, Mitch, Hodgie, Louis, those type of guys. But probably for me, he's one of the best clutch players, game performers, and he's stepped up every time we've needed him to. He's amazing.
What about Mitch? We should talk about Tom Mitchell, 54. Just keeps getting it. Unbelievable kid. Do you see Banger, his old man, around? Because when we went to Wagga just recently, or Ungerry, he was there.
He was
Banger
there.
Mitchell was up there because good friends of the Danaher's. Yep. Do you see Banger, his old man, around?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh,
no.
He is a good player, of course. But tell us about Tom. Just a good kid and just gets the ball.
Yeah, he's a ripper. And you'll see him at the club. He puts in more effort than anyone. Not just for his footy, but he's to get his body right.
Yep.
He puts in a lot of time and effort into it. And I mean, I don't know if everyone put that time and effort, they'd get 54 touches. He's always obviously got a knack for getting the footy, he works hard and he gets rewards.
And Jago O'Meara too.
Well, the best looking kid. Is he the best looking kid you've seen?
Oh, absolutely. He even wore that tape around his head better than anyone else.
He got a little cut.
I don't know how he managed to do that. He's looked better with the tape on, but no, he's a ripper, and we just love seeing that he's fit and healthy and starting to get a bit of footy, banked up and can start to build on sort of last year's games.
And Ryan Burton, just before we go, are we going to see him run out Monday, you think?
Oh, I hope so. What probably favours us is that it's a 9-day break.
Long break,
So you don't, you never really get those. So he'll give himself the best chance, but pretty early in the week, so it's hard to tell.
When you see your review vision, Taylor, just turn up the commentary. You'll find it was an unbelievably well-called game of football. Bill, now, we've got an ideas man here.
An ideas man. You come up with all these ideas, they tell us.
Yeah, that's supposedly.
What have you come up with?
Nothing at all. I've just got a lot of thoughts about a lot of things, so that's where the ideas man comes in. But everyone sort of seeks counsel. They ask me if something's good or what we should do, where we should go, and I have to sort of organise some stuff. But I write down a few ideas and then run it by people. A lot of the time, they're no good.
What, the frozen yogurt machine? Did you do that? You had the...
I was thinking something like, the Tap King?
Yeah.
Something similar. But, I mean, I never put these... See if they get anywhere.
Into place.
Yeah, they just roll off the tongue as I was thinking of them every time. So.
And then something, an app inspired by Tinder? What would that do?
Yeah, it was a bit of a... More of like a hotspot, so you get somewhere and if they're in your area, in your bubble, so to speak, that you'd be alerted. So
what, 5 or 10 meters, not 5 or 10 k's,
sitting right behind you, standing over your shoulder. A few little things like that, but nothing that's going to make me $1 million. That's for
sure. We're going to get to that next $1 million ideas. But you're a Richmond lurker. Is there a Mrs. or Miss Duray, or are we just running ourselves around single at the minute?
No. What do they say? It's complicated. I've been single for a long time, so
just found something lately, have we?
Maybe. We don't know.
Hello.
Will Gunya?
No, definitely not.
Jim, I think he's...
There's something just happening at the minute,
bubbling
Bill.
Away, that's Jimmy boy.
I like that. Hey, good luck. Huge. It was one of my favourite days, the Easter Monday, because I don't work on it, Bill.
No.
So I can just sit myself quietly at home and watch the game on the telly.
I think we're calling it
myself, Bill. You probably are. I'll put that one. So I'll just be watching it at home, Fat. And I can't wait. It's one of the great days. Big crowd at the MCG. Going to be sensational. Good luck with it. Well played Saturday night.
Cheers.